A quick note before you dive into today's episode. While I will always be an advocate for multi-passionates embracing their talents as a gift, not a burden, I have decided that I'm no longer going to run a business with that as the goal. Please note that as you listen to any episodes, any of the offers that I have expressed, especially my coaching program, which I've talked about in many episodes, those are no longer relevant as my business is closing. If you'd like to stay connected, come and find me on LinkedIn. The link will be added across the show notes in all episodes. Be well.
I think I made a pretty big mistake. I've been assuming that because you listen to this podcast, you identify as a multi-passionate creative 100% of the time. But it occurred to me the other day that you might be listening to this in a more investigative sense. Maybe you're curious about what it's like to be multi-passionate, but you're not sure if any of this even applies to you. So in this episode, we're going to talk about 5 signs that you're a multi-passionate creative and what discovering that about yourself will look like as you begin to embrace that. What if instead of trying to fit yourself into a box that was not made for you, you chose to become masterful over your own multi-passionate nature? What if instead of feeling overwhelmed by your many ideas, you had simple processes for gaining clarity, prioritizing, and staying focused without having to give up on your passions? That's what the Multi-Passionate Mastery Podcast will help you to do. This is a podcast created specifically for multi-passionate creatives by a multi-passionate creative that challenges the narrative that you have to choose one thing in order to be successful. I'm your host, Deanna Joy, life coach for multi-passionates and new mom to a gorgeous baby boy. Together, we're going to explore tangible tips, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiration from successful multi-passionates across various industries. It's time to unlock your multi-passionate mastery. Let's begin. A little disclaimer before we get into these 5 signs you're multi-passionate. My son is asleep in the baby carrier. His head is literally right by mine. So if you hear any baby noises, that's him waking up. I'm going to try to get through this as swiftly as I can, but just want to let you know you might hear some very cute baby noises in the background. So the first sign that you're a multi-passionate creative is that you not only have many interests, but you have many talents. It's one thing to be curious about many subjects, but it's another thing to genuinely be good at almost everything you pursue. And the latter is one of the things that identifies you as a multi-passionate creative. Now, this is not in a conceited way or an egotistical way. You just pick up things really quickly and you're good at a lot of things. The difference between being interested in a lot of things and being good at a lot of things is that when you are genuinely skilled and gifted in a lot of different areas, you have so many options. And being multi-passionate, you're living your life in this way where you have so many options available to you that you start to feel like, okay, well, what is it that I'm going to do? I have all these options. I'm not just interested in these things. I'm good at them. I could see myself being a musician. I could see myself being a real estate mogul. I could see myself opening a coffee shop. I could see myself designing clothing. I could see myself practicing law. Like, you have not only these passions for these things, but you know that if you wanted to go for them, you would excel at them. So again, this is not in a conceited like sense, but this is part of what makes you a multi-passionate. The second sign that you're a multi-passionate creative is that you have always been kind of triggered by the phrase jack of all trades, master of none. You know, when people say like, oh, you're a jack of all trades, master of none, it's like, okay, are you throwing shade? Right? Like, it can sound like a buzzkill. And that's because that whole master of none is like, well, yeah, I guess that's true. That kind of triggers you because you don't really have an interest in mastering one area, or you might have tried to master one area in the past only to get bored and jump ship prematurely because that's not what you're meant to be doing. But I do want to say that that's not even the full phrase. I will link in the show notes to the full jack of all trades quote, so you can go and listen to that episode and hear what the full quote is and why you really don't need to be triggered by that at all, because the saying isn't even accurate. But if you hear people say, oh, jack of all trades, master of none, and you're like, ugh, you know, why are you saying that? That feels triggering to me. You know, I don't know about mastering anything. That's not really my vibe. I don't want to master anything other than being multi-passionate, hence the name of this podcast. Then, yeah, you're probably multi-passionate creative. You feel like jack of all trades could be a good thing. And when people say it and it feels like they're throwing shade at you, it's really annoying for you. So I know that's like a very specific example, but I have found that that really resonates with so many of the multi-passionates that I meet who've ever been called a jack of all trades. So if you feel that way, like a little bit of an ick when people say that to you, it's probably because you're multi-passionate and you don't want to be a master of one thing. And that brings us to the third way to tell if you are a multi-passionate creative. Choosing one thing feels like torture. If someone asks, what do you do? And you don't know which of your things to lead with, because saying only one of those things feels like a lie, then you're a multi-passionate person, right? Like someone says, what do you do? And you want to say, well, I do this and I do this and I do this and I do this. And you're going, how do I choose what to start with? How do I choose what to say I'm doing? And how do I even choose what my thing, quote unquote, my main thing is going to be? Right? That's really tricky for multi-passionate people. Multi-passionates feel empowered when we can openly share the various projects that we're working on or the creative outlets that we're inspired by. So if you feel like, you know, someone asks, what do you do? And you're withholding and sharing only one part of that, you're really just trying to make the other person comfortable because that's not your truth. Right? So, and if you're multi-passionate and you're sharing your dreams and aspirations with those around you and they say, oh, that's great. So which one are you going to pursue? Because you know, you can't do them all. You kind of break into a sweat and you're thinking like, well, I'm going to try to do them all. Nothing puts pressure and stress on a multi-passionate like being asked to choose one thing, because again, back to the number one criteria, we're genuinely skilled in many areas. So our process of choosing looks different than most people. We need time to dabble and explore. You need to be able to express yourself in multiple ways. Even in my coaching program called Prioritize and Thrive, I never ask my clients to choose one thing because it's not about that. It's about figuring out what to do first and then what can come after that and what can come after that, so that you can successfully do more than one thing. I know that that's what my clients want in their heart of hearts because they are all multi-passionate. So if you feel like choosing one thing has always been really difficult for you, you're probably a multi-passionate creative. Number four, you have an inherent desire to share your gifts. Now, this one is really, really important. If you're multi-passionate, at some point in your life, you're going to have this intense desire to share your gifts with the world. You might want to tour with a band and also publish research papers. You want to start a blog and also you want to open your own restaurant. Your gifts yearn to be expressed, and it can sometimes feel like there isn't enough opportunity in this one lifetime to do it all. I can describe that feeling because I know it so well. But if you feel like you have all the gifts and all the talents, but you don't know how you're going to do it all in one lifetime, that is a surefire sign of a multi-passionate. Because if you weren't multi-passionate, that wouldn't stress you out at all. You'd be like, oh, well, I'm not going to get to everything. Who cares? But when you have this burning desire to figure out how to integrate everything, or you're having trouble figuring out what to do first, but you don't want to leave anything on the back burner because you have that inherent desire to share your gifts, yeah, you're a multi-passionate creative, my friend. And finally, number five. And I don't mean to be a downer here, but one of the realities of accepting that you're multi-passionate is knowing where you might need some additional support. So I've surveyed hundreds of multi-passionates in my community, and the top things that they struggle with are having clear priorities and staying focused on those priorities once they choose them. This is something that I also struggled with for a really long time, which led me to eventually create the priority mapping method. which is a simple three-part framework that will help you finally have answers to questions like, which idea should you start with first? How can you stay focused and gain momentum on that idea without getting distracted? And how can you do more than one thing without burning out? How can you live your life as a multi-passionate and truly experience what that's like without constantly feeling that you are just sorting through your ideas and you have no idea where to begin? How can you do more than one thing without burning out? How can you enjoy being multi-passionate without being overwhelmed by your own brilliance and your own wealth of ideas and how talented you are and how many things you want to pursue in this lifetime? So if you struggle with that, it's because you're multi-passionate. It doesn't have to be a huge setback, but it probably is right now. If you have not actively worked on this and gained the life skill of prioritization, and specifically if you've been trying to learn time management from people who aren't taking into consideration that you are multi-passionate, it's going to be a lot different than working with someone who is multi-passionate, right? So my clients come to me because they know I'm very multi-passionate myself and I understand who they are. I'm never asking them to just choose one thing or put themselves in a box, but I also know that in order for them to really thrive as multi-passionate creatives, to live this vibrant, multifaceted life, they need these skills. I figured it out for myself. It helped me so much that I created a whole process around it. So if you struggle with prioritization and focus, please know that you're not alone. Almost all multi-passionates do, because again, going back through everything that we just mentioned, you are so talented. You have a desire to share your gifts with the world. You have a lot of things that you want to do. All right, let's do a quick recap and then we'll wrap this up. Here are five signs that you, my friend, are in fact a multi-passionate creative. One, you not only have many interests, but you have many talents. You're good at a lot of things. You know you've got a lot of options, and you could even picture yourself going down multiple career paths and having multiple different lifestyles. You really could see and feel what that would be like. Number two, you're triggered by that phrase, jack of all trades, master of none, because you don't feel like that should be a bad thing, but people usually are throwing shade when they say it. Number three, choosing one thing feels like torture. You don't want to choose one thing. When someone asks, what do? You have to scramble in your mind about how to answer that question because there's more than one thing coming up, even as you want to answer that. And yeah, that's kind of like how it's supposed to be because you're multi-passionate. Number four, you have an inherent desire to share your gifts with the world. This might not happen all at once. It might happen in phases, but at some point you realize that you feel the most fulfilled when you are sharing your work. You want to get this stuff out of your body, out of your heart, and into the world. And so you're trying to figure out how you're going to do this in this one lifetime that you have right now. And number five, you probably struggle with prioritization and focus because all those talents, all those gifts, being a beautiful jack of all trades, not wanting to choose one thing, you know, wanting to share your gifts with the world, that can lead to overwhelm. It can lead to constantly being in a state of trying to figure out the how instead of just like putting your efforts into getting it out there. You're trying to figure out what to do first and how you're going to do it all without being overwhelmed, or you're trying to do everything at once. Again, if you need help with that, I have got you. I'm going to link to a few episodes down in the show notes that talk about the priority mapping method, and you're going to hear an invitation for my free training that goes into this as well at the end of the episode once we wrap up. So there we go. Are you multi-passionate? I want to know. I want to know if these five signs resonate with you. So send me a voice note. You can click the link in our show notes and you will go to speakpipe.com/multi-passionate mastery. It'll go straight to my email inbox and I always respond and I will send you a voice note back. I'm not on social media, okay? I'm not on Instagram. I have a podcast episode about that too. It's just not the place for me. So using these voice notes, that's how I can communicate with you. The only thing I miss about Instagram is the DMs. So this is my way of recreating that. And I would love to hear from you. So reach out to me. Reach out to me and let me know, are you a multi-passionate? Let me know if you struggle with any of the things that I mentioned, or let me know your favorite thing about being multi-passionate. But I would love to hear from you. So click the link in the show notes and send me a voice note. Let me know if you're multi-passionate. If you are, definitely keep listening to this podcast. It's going to be full of resources for you. Go back into the archives and you will feel so seen and so supported because I am here for you. I'm a fellow multi-passionate, a life coach for multi-passionates, and together I truly believe we can change the world. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Multi-Passionate Mastery Podcast. If you received anything valuable from this episode, send it to a friend. I know you've got some creative people in your life who need to hear this. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.